Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The enemy are in Washington, D.C., part of the federal government, part of the swamp that exists right now as part of a tyrannical leadership in this country that the American people have to wake up and realize are destroying our liberty. This is prescribed in the gospel, in the New Testament. It's also the framers of the Constitution's worst fear. The enemy are our rulers, the authority in Washington, D.C., the unelected authority, fourth branch of government, and the pure white-hot evil that wants to destroy this country. It's happening in real time, unfortunately, in 2023 today. I want you to imagine something. You just sustained a tornado if you live in tornado country. You just sustained a wildfire if you live in wildfire country. Or you just sustained an earthquake, a major earthquake, if you live in California. Or perhaps a hurricane if you live in Florida or in Georgia or in Alabama, parts of Texas. A natural disaster, an ice storm, blazing heat. And the government tells you, no, you cannot use this device. No, you cannot use your air conditioner when it's hot. No, you can't use heat, a certain kind of heat, when it's cold. No, you can't fire up a generator to run your household because all the electricity is out because of this natural disaster, or simply because of a man-made disaster, which is what's unfolding in California. After an earthquake, after a tornado, after a hurricane, after a major disaster, many times there's no electricity. And what do you need to do? Well, you need to figure out a way to get some electricity as you wait for power and light to get restored. And so many people have these things called generators. In fact, 5 million Americans have generators. Well, your federal government, per the Biden administration, per the unelected fourth branch of government, wants to destroy, take away your right to fire up a generator to keep your family alive. You ought to be outraged by this. You're not hearing this in the mainstream media. You're not even hearing it in parts of the conservative media. Washington, D.C. is writing a prescription to kill millions of Americans, not to mention destroy every American's constitutional rights, freedom. We didn't vote for this. We didn't vote for somebody to tell us, hey, you can't use a generator after you've sustained a hurricane. But that's what we're looking at in Washington, D.C. right now. Imagine going into a Korean barbecue restaurant and you want to cook at your table. Not anymore, because those flames, gas, is being banned. Being banned in many parts of the country as we speak. And of course, the federal government, the Biden administration, wants to do exactly that out of Washington, D.C. for all 50 states. Let's say that you want to use a certain kind of water heater, an inexpensive one. But no, the federal government says, we're going to change the standards. You now have to purchase an extra expensive water heater because it's more energy efficient, but it's so expensive that you'll never recoup the cost of that water heater in energy savings, so-called, as electricity rates spiral up and up and up because the grid is being choked off by the federal government. This is our reality today. This is what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now, and we need to speak up about it, as I'm doing right now. The Consumer Product Safety Commission, an oxymoron if there ever was one, because this commission is no longer in the realm of safety. It's destroying the safety and security of Americans. It is now looking at proffering an all-out ban of most 90-95% of generators sold in this country. And by the way, they're going to make sure these companies that produce generators don't stockpile the old ones so they can sell them. It's unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is micromanaging the American people, all in the name, of course, of phony climate change. Climate change doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. Climate change is just a way to redistribute wealth. That's all you need to remember about climate change, whether it's at a local level, a state level, a national level, or an international level. That's all it is a way of redistributing wealth with government in control as the middleman, because government always wants to be in control. 5 million Americans use, from time to time, a generator. And remember, generators are mostly used in cases of emergency. So, basically, what DC is telling you is, screw you, you're going to die, or your food is going to spoil, or you're going to suffer, because we're smarter than you. This is the Consumer Product Safety Commission, so-called. California is the model here. Unfortunately, as many people say, as California goes, so goes the rest of the country. Well, this is the model. If you search California ban on, for example, generators, you'll see the model that the Biden administration is using for the 49 other states. California's ban on this, that, and the other thing. That's the model for Washington, D.C. And California, we know what happens. When there's a massive surge in the use of power, the grid in California cannot handle it because, not because there isn't enough energy out there, it's because there's a mandate out of Sacramento, saying that X amount of the energy has to be green, whatever that X is, and they cannot go beyond that Y. So X is green and Y is old-fashioned petroleum and coal, etc. They cannot go beyond the prescribed Y because X has to be the majority. Even though there's plenty of Y, the traditional method of gaining electricity, even though there's plenty of Y out there, California won't use it. So what happens to people in California? They suffer. And so they're forced into their electric cars. Then they have brownouts or blackouts because the grid can't handle the surge of use of power. And they can't charge their electric cars. People are stuck in place. This is why I warn people in California. This is only the beginning. This is only the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be a point, and these 15-minute cities, throw those in there. There's going to be a point where driving more than 100 miles in California is going to be a difficult task because there's going to be very little petroleum. Internal combustion engines, remember, in California are going to be banned in like 6 or 7 short years. You people in California, the writing is on the wall, and so that is the model. A complete and total ban in this country on all 50 states of internal combustion engines. That is the holy grail. Forcing you into, quote, a 15-minute city, which is nothing more than taking away your constitutional right to move about the country and from state to state. They don't want you moving from state to state. They don't want people being able to leave California and go to Florida or go to Texas or go to Alabama or go to Tennessee for freedom. This is dead in their rights, the ability to move. It's inherent in this here Constitution. It's not explicitly written in there, the ability to move. The framers didn't think it was necessary because it's part of our God-given rights. It's not necessarily enumerated, protected in the United States Constitution. It's inherent, the right to move, but it is dead to rights of what the Marxist Democrats want to do. They want to curtail, make no mistake, they want to curtail your right to move about the country. And all this fits together. They're coming after your dishwashers, by the way. Imagine that. Something as simple and wonderful as a dishwasher. They want to regulate the hell out of that. So what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, right now is a struggle. It's a struggle not even for you and me, but a struggle for our children and our grandchildren, the next generations in this country, because they don't know. They don't have this compass that we have. They don't know what it was like in the 70s or the 80s, but we do, and even the 90s. They have nothing to compare it to. They think it's normal that a federal government comes after them and says, hey, you cannot ever use your gas stove again. You've got to pull it out and put in an electric stove. They think that's normal. So this fight that we're fighting, because they set these things out, you know, 10 years in advance or so, and we've lived, you know, probably the majority of our lives, right? This is about the future of this country. This is about the next generations. That's what this fight is all about. And it is biblical in nature. And I want to quote from Ephesians 6:12. Ephesians 6:12 reads, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil." So this is why I say we are battling evil. We're battling the rulers. We're battling the authority in Washington, D.C. Short term, what do we do about this? Well, remember, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, by the way, was watching what the Department of Energy was doing and taking its cue from the Department of Energy. Consumer Product Safety Commission is under the express domain of the United States Congress. It's its own little entity that the Congress still has domain over directly. And it's shared authority with the executive office. So it's time to let Congress know you need to sit on the Consumer Product Safety Commission. In fact, it would be wonderful if you defund the Consumer Product Safety Commission. I think we can live without them. We have consumer reports. If there's something bad going on out there, we always have a free market solution to a public problem. Just like we have a free market solution to the Postal Service problem, there's a free market solution to the Consumer Product Safety Commission that has way too much power, that is an unelected portion of the fourth branch of government that does not have the consent of the governed, yet it acts as though it has lawmaking authority to take away your right to purchase a generator. It's outrageous. And it's a violation not only of your constitutional rights, but your right to life, liberty, and happiness. So, this agency is under the direct supervision, so-called, of Congress. So Congress, why don't you just defund Consumer Product Safety Commission? You can call up your congressperson and tell them that. Defund them. Get rid of them. We don't need them. Or at the very least, sit on them about this generator thing. And of course, the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy, a recent creation, I believe it was Jimmy Carter and his legacy, that doesn't need to exist. That again, is overlapped in the private sector, but also at the state level. Congress, obviously, if we had a magic wand we could wave right now, Congress defund Department of Energy. But if you're not going to do that, why don't you at least slap them down and don't give them the big budget that you give them so they can't make these draconian anti-constitutional decisions without consenting from the governed? That's the short term. Hammer Congress. Long term, we need to, as a people, eliminate these departments. Department of Education, the EPA, Department of Energy. I say eliminate the IRS, and with it, repeal the 16th Amendment. How do we do all this? Go to GrahamLedger.com and look at Art 5 now. And it explains how in Article 5, States Convention can proffer these changes, the changes that Congress refuses to do. If Congress were doing its job, it would defund the Department of Energy. Say, hey, you want enough. You people are out of control. You're writing laws, and you don't have authority to write laws. Only we have authority to write laws. You can exist no more. Same thing with the FBI. We see a lot of talk. We see a lot of bloviation from certain members of Congress up there on the dais, acting real tough. But what do we get in the end? What do we get out of these hearings and these, quote, bombshells that we hear this testimony? We get the same old thing. Nobody's held accountable. We get Lois Lerner with her gold-plated retirement that we're paying for. Article 5, a state's convention, is the only way we can fix this, ladies and gentlemen. The only way. It's the only method, constitutionally speaking, where we the people can directly change the course of Washington, D.C. The framers of the Constitution gave us Article 5 for this here and now situation to protect our right to have a generator, for God's sakes. You talk about government overreach? This is why the framers put Article 5, the second method to amend the Constitution, in there. For a moment like this. And Ephesians 6:12 sums it up. It's a battle we fight right now. It's a righteous battle. And we can win it. We can win it. But only by using this here United States Constitution and triggering Article 5 of States Convention. There is no other way. Go to GrahamLedger.com for more information. Because, frankly, I want to be able to go out and buy a generator if I want to. It's that simple, and we all should be able to do that. And remember, I'm Graham Ledger, and evil can only prevail when good is silent.